بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The earthquake. سورة الزلزلة. Themes of the surah. Emphasis on awakening the neglectful hearts to have conviction in the meticulous accounting of Allah.
إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها.
Explanation. When the earth will be shaken vigorously, which will happen to it on the day of judgment.
وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها.
And the earth will remove everything from within itself, the dead and other things.
وقال الإنسان ما لها.
And the human will say, confused, what is the matter with the earth that it is moving and shaking?
يومئذ تحدث أخبارها.
On that great day, the earth will inform regarding the good and evil deeds that were committed upon it.
بأن ربك أوحى لها.
Because Allah will have taught it and commanded it to do so.
يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم.
On that great day on which the earth will quake, the humans will come to off the place of reckoning in groups to see the deeds they committed in the world.
فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ.
So whoever did a good or righteous deed equal to the weight of a small ant will see it in front of him.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
And whoever did an evil deed equal to that will see that in front of him also.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Those that run. سورة العاديات. Themes of the surah. Emphasis on mentioning the reality of the human in his concern for worldly affairs, reminding him of his ultimate return and encouraging him to rectify his path.
والعاديات ضبحا.
Explanation. Allah takes an oath on the horses that run so hard that their breath can be heard.
فالموريات قدحا.
And he also takes an oath on the horses who, when their shoes strike the stones with force, sparks fly.
فالمغيرات صبحا.
And he also takes an oath on the horses that raid the enemy at dawn.
فأثرن به نقعا.
And unsettle the dust by their running.
فوسطن به جمعا.
They then take their riders collectively into the midst of the enemy. Beneficial points. It is in the nature of man to love wealth.
إن الإنسان لربه لكنود.
Indeed, the human is hesitant of the goodness his Lord intends from him.
وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ.
And indeed, he is witness to the goodness he is hesitant in giving. He cannot deny it because of its clarity.
وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ.
And indeed, he is miserly with his wealth, due to his extreme love for it.
أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور.
Does this human, deceived by the worldly life, not know that when Allah will resurrect the dead from their graves and take them out of the earth to take them to account and requite them, that the matter will not be as he imagines?
وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ
And the intentions, beliefs, etc. within the hearts will be made clear and apparent.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ
Indeed, their Lord will be aware of every matter of theirs. On that day, none of the affairs of his servants will be hidden from him, and he will requite them for that.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
The Striking Hour سورة القارعة Themes of the Surah Emphasis on striking the hearts to always remember the horrors of the Day of Judgment.
القارعة
Explanation The hour that strikes the hearts of people because of the severity of its horrors.
ما القارعة
What is this hour that strikes the hearts of people because of the severity of its horrors?
وما أدراك ما القارعة
O Messenger, and what do you know of this hour that strikes the hearts of people because of the severity of its horrors? It is the Day of Judgment.
يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث
On the day when the hearts of people will be struck, they will be like locusts, dispersed here and there.
وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش
And the mountains will be like carded wool in the way they will move from their places with force.
فأما من ثقلت موازينه
As for the one whose good deeds will outweigh his evil deeds.
فهو في عيشة راضية
He will live a contented life, which he will achieve in paradise.
وأما من خفت موازينه
And as for the one whose evil deeds outweigh his good deeds,
فأمه هاوية
His abode and permanent resting place will be hell on the Day of Judgment.
وما أدراك ما هي
O Messenger, what do you know what that is?
نار حامية
It is the intensely hot hellfire.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
The Piling Up سورة التكاثر Themes of the Surah Emphasis on reminding those engrossed in the world of death and accountability. That is why it is also known as the Surah of the Businessman.
ألهاكم التكاثر
Explanation O people, boasting with one another over wealth and offspring has preoccupied you from the obedience of Allah.
حتى زرتم المقابر
Until you die and enter your graves.
كلا سوف تعلمون.
It is not befitting that boasting with one another over that preoccupies you. From the obedience of Allah, you will soon know the consequence of that preoccupation.
ثم كلا سوف تعلمون.
You will surely realize its outcome.
كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين.
Truly, if you were to know with certainty that you are to be resurrected to Allah and that He will requite you for your actions, you would not become preoccupied with boasting with one another over wealth and offspring.
لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ.
By Allah, you will definitely witness the hellfire on the day of judgment.
ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ.
Then you will definitely see it. In a way you will become undoubtedly convinced.
ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ.
Then Allah will surely ask you on that day regarding the health, wealth, etc. that He favored you with. Beneficial points. The danger of boasting with one another and being proud of wealth and offspring. The disbelievers will witness the hellfire on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment, the people will be questioned regarding the favors Allah favored them with in the world.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Time. سورة العصر. Themes of the surah. Emphasis on mentioning the reality of profit and loss in life, whilst pointing out the value of time that the human lives through.
والعصر.
Explanation. Allah, may He be glorified, takes an oath on time.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ.
Indeed, the human is in great loss and destruction.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
Except for those who have faith in Allah and His Messenger, perform good deeds, and encourage each other to follow the truth and remain steadfast upon it. Those who have these qualities are the ones who are successful in the world and the afterlife.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Slanderer. سورة الهمزة. Themes of the surah. Emphasis on warning those who show arrogance and mock at the religion and its adherents.
ويل لكل همزة لمزة.
Explanation. Evil consequences and a severe punishment awaits the one who frequently backbites the people and taunts them.
الذي جمع مالا وعدده.
The one whose only concern is to amass wealth and count it. He has no other concern.
يحسب أن ماله أخلده.
He thinks that the wealth of his he amasses will save him from death, and that he will remain forever in this worldly life.
كلا لينبذن في الحطمة.
It is not as this ignorant one thinks. He will surely be thrown into the fire of hell that crushes and breaks everything that is thrown into it due to its immense strength.
وما أدراك ما الحطمة.
O messenger, what do you know of this fire that smashes everything that is thrown into it?
نار الله الموقدة.
Indeed, it is the blazing fire of Allah.
التي تطلع على الأفئدة.
The fire that penetrates the bodies of the people until it reaches their hearts.
إنها عليهم مؤصدة.
Indeed, it will close up around those that will be punished with it.
في عمد ممددة.
For a prolonged, lengthy period of time, so long that they will never leave it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Elephant. سورة الفيل. Themes of the Surah. Emphasis on making clear the power of Allah in protecting His sacred house as a reminder and to show His favors.
ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل.
Explanation. O Messenger, do you not know how your Lord dealt with Abraha and his people? The people of the elephant, when they intended to demolish the Kaaba.
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ.
Allah made their evil plot to destroy it in vain. They did not achieve what they desired in trying to turn the people away from the Kaaba. They did not succeed in the slightest.
وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ.
Allah sent birds upon them, who came to them in flocks upon flocks.
تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ.
They pelted them with stones of clay.
فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ.
So Allah made them like the leaves of crops that have been eaten and trampled upon by livestock. Beneficial points. Whoever does not bring faith, do good deeds and encourage others in remaining steadfast upon the truth and being patient has lost out. Backbiting and taunting people is forbidden. Allah defends His sacred house.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Quraysh. سورة قريش. Themes of the Surah. Emphasis on showing the favors of Allah upon the Quraysh and what they are required to do as a result of that.
لإيلاف قريش.
Explanation. Because of the habit of the Quraysh and their acquaintance.
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
With traveling in the winter towards Yemen and in the summer towards the Levant. Insecurity.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
They should worship Allah alone, who is the Lord of this sacred house. He is the one who has made these journeys easy for them. They should not ascribe any partners to Him.
الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ الخوف.
The one who has fed them from hunger and given them security from fear by placing reverence of the haram and its inhabitants in their hearts.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Small kindnesses. سورة الماعون. Themes of the surah. Emphasis on mentioning the traits of the rejecters of religion and the afterlife, whilst warning the believers and condemning the disbelievers.
أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين.
Explanation. Do you recognize the one who rejects the requital on the day of judgment?
فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم.
It is the one who harshly turns away the orphan when in need.
ولا يحض على طعام المسكين.
He does not encourage himself nor others in feeding the poor.
فويل للمصلين.
So destruction and punishment be upon those who perform prayer.
الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون.
Those who are heedless of their prayer, they do not care about it such that its time expires.
الذين هم يراءون.
Those who show off by their prayer and good deeds, not being sincere in doing deeds for Allah.
ويمنعون الماعون.
And they refrain from helping others with things in which there is no difficulty helping in.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
A river in paradise. Surah Al-Kawthar. Themes of the surah. Emphasis on Allah's favor upon His Prophet, peace be upon him, and cutting off the path of those who hate him.
Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar.
Explanation. O Messenger, indeed, I have granted you abundant goodness, from which is the river of Kawthar and paradise.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ.
So be grateful to Allah for this blessing by performing prayer for Him alone and offering sacrifice for Him, as opposed to the offering of sacrifice the idolaters do for their idols.
إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ.
Indeed, your hater is cut off from every goodness and will be forgotten. If remembered, he will be remembered negatively. Beneficial points. In Islam, security is important. Turning the orphan away and not encouraging others to feed the poor are traits of the disbelievers. The status of prayer in Islam is emphasized. Showing off is one of the illnesses of the heart, and it nullifies deeds. Being grateful for favors increases them.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The disbelievers. سورة الكافرون. Topic of the surah. Emphasis on establishing devotion and worship to Allah alone, and proclaiming innocence from ascribing partners with Him, together with declaring complete difference between Islam and idolatry.
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ
Explanation. Say, O Messenger, O those who disbelieve in Allah,
لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ
I do not and will not worship the idols you worship.
وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ
Nor are you going to worship what I worship, Allah alone.
وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ
Nor am I going to worship the idols you worship.
وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ
Nor are you going to worship what I worship, Allah alone.
لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ
You have your religion, you thought up for yourselves, and I have my religion that Allah revealed to me.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ
The Help, Surah Al-Nasr, themes of the surah, emphasis on stating the ultimate outcome of Islam to be that of divine help and victory, together with legislation as a consequence of that. The surah also subtly indicates the closeness of the death of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ
Explanation O Messenger, when the help of Allah arrives for your religion, He honors it, and Makkah is liberated.
وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا
And you see the people entering into Islam in delegations upon delegations.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا
Then know, that is a sign of the nearing of the end of your duty you were sent to fulfill. So glorify your Lord together with praising Him. To show gratitude to him for the favors of help and victory, and seek his forgiveness, because indeed, he is the forgiving, who accepts the repentance of his servants and forgives them.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
The Palm Fiber, Surah Al-Masad. Themes of the surah, emphasis on promising the enemies of the call to Allah of disgrace and punishment in the world and the afterlife, especially Abu Lahab and his wife, because of the magnitude of their enmity towards the Prophet, peace be upon him.
تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبَّ
Explanation. Both hands of the uncle of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Abu Lahab, son of Abdul Muttalib, have lost because of the loss of his actions. He used to harm the Prophet, peace be upon him. His efforts are in vain.
ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب
How much can his wealth and his children benefit him? They cannot defend him against the punishment, nor bring any mercy to him.
سيصلى نارا ذات لهب
On the day of judgment, he will soon enter the flaring hellfire, and suffer its heat.
وامرأته حمالة الحطب.
And his wife, Umm Jamil, who would also harm the Prophet, peace be upon him, by throwing thorns into his path, will also enter it.
في جيدها حبل من مسد.
Around her neck will be tightly bound a rope with which she will be dragged into the hellfire. Beneficial points. There should be clear distinction from the disbelievers. Favors should be repaid with gratitude. Abu Lahab and his wife are both wretched.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Sincerity. سورة الإخلاص. Topic of the surah. Emphasis on affirmation of Allah, being unparalleled, and perfection and divinity, and declaration of His being free of any defects.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
Explanation. Say, O Messenger, He is Allah, who is alone in being a deity. There is no deity except Him.
اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ.
He is the Master, to whom belongs all sovereignty and perfect, beautiful qualities, the one to whom all creation turn to.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
The one who did not give birth to anyone, nor did anyone give birth to him. So he has no offspring. May he be glorified, nor any parent.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Nor does he have any equal from his creation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Daybreak. سورة الفلق. Themes of the surah. Emphasis on seeking protection and refuge in Allah from apparent evils.
قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
Explanation. Say, O Messenger, I seek refuge in the Lord of the Morning, and I seek His protection.
من شر ما خلق.
From the evils of the harms of all creation.
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب.
And I seek refuge in Allah from the evils that appear in the night. Harmful creatures and bandits.
وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ.
And I seek his refuge from the evils of the sorceresses who blow unto knots.
وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ.
And I seek his refuge from the evil of the jealous one, when he acts out his jealousy.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Mankind. سورة الناس. Themes of the surah. Emphasis on seeking refuge and protection in Allah from the evils of Satan and his whispers, and from all covert evils.
قل أعوذ برب الناس.
Explanation. Say, O Messenger, I seek refuge in the Lord of mankind and seek His protection.
ملك الناس.
The King of the people, who does whatever He wishes with them. They do not have any real king other than him.
إله الناس.
He is their rightful deity. They do not have any rightful deity except him.
من شر الوسواس الخناس.
From the evils of Satan, who whispers to the human when he is neglectful of the remembrance of Allah, or delays in it when he remembers.
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس.
He whispers to the hearts of people.
من الجنة والناس.
And he could be from the humankind or from the jinn. Beneficial points. Affirmation of the qualities of perfection for Allah and negation of any deficiencies from him. Magic is affirmed to be true, and it's possible to treat it. Satanic whispers can be countered with the remembrance of Allah and seeking refuge in him from Satan.